Drawing his long rapier, he crossed the path, taking the ditch in a single leap. He roared,
"Eulalia!"
Marching at the front of the ravagers, Swilt and Valere both heard the hare's war cry. She nodded to the tall sable.
"Go back and warn that fool off, and don't get into a fight with him. He could be a dangerous beast."
Buckler was waiting as Swilt came striding over the flatland, brandishing the broadsword.
"I've been given orders not to slay you, long ears. What is it that you want? Speak!"
Buckler did his best to provoke Swilt to fight.
"You rotten, stinking, murdering coward! That sword you hold is my brother's blade. How did you kill him, yellow guts? By stabbing him in the back?"
Buckler drew his long rapier. Swilt took a pace backward. He opened his cloak to reveal the medal hanging about his neck. Showing his teeth in a malevolent smile, he replied,
"Your brother, was he? Stupid, clod-hopping soil plower. No need to stab that one in the back. I cut him to ribbons with one paw behind my back. I took his pretty medal, too. Do you like it, long ears?"
The young hare's steel made the still air thrum as he came at the tall sable.
"Put up that blade or the young ones die."
Valere had dropped to the rear of her ravagers. Her eyes glittered with menace as she hissed,
"I warn ye, do you want their blood on your head?"
Buckler sheathed the rapier back over his shoulder. The Sable Queen called to her commander,
"Leave him, Swilt. Don't waste your time with the fool. Come on."
Buckler was quivering from ears to tail scut. He had trouble keeping his voice level.
"We'll meet again, Vermin, and when we do, 'twill be your death day. I swear on my oath."
Swilt sneered.
"Big words for a rabbit with a skinny blade. When we meet again, I'll do to you what I did for your big clumsy brother, but I'll do it slower, so you'll suffer longer. Now, run back and hide behind those walls with your friend."
Turning his back upon the hare warrior, Swilt strode off to join the horde. Filled with an incandescent rage, Buckler took a pace towards Swilt as the world turned red in front of his eyes. What he would have done next he would never know. Valere's voice stopped him short.
"Do as he says, or you will die before the young ones do. Look, fool, and obey me."
As his vision cleared, Buckler saw what she meant. He was facing six vermin archers with shafts drawn full stretch on their curving bows. There was nothing more he could do. Turning, he began walking slowly back to the abbey, where the defenders were watching him from the wall tops. Suddenly, an arrow skidded by his neck, furrowing a shallow wound. He heard mocking laughter from behind him and Swilt calling,
"Faster, rabbit, or we won't get the chance to meet again. They'll kill you."